Reports say that funding for over 200,000 Syrian refugees in Iraq's Kurdistan region will finish soon. Resources are stretched and Syrian refugees in Dar al-Shikran camp are requesting more services.
This camp is a very good one in terms of hygiene, but in terms of services, we don't have enough good services. And in terms of health, we don't have enough medicine.
We don't have a high school. We only have a primary school and a secondary school up until year 9. This clearly means that we cannot go to the university.
Kurdistan's regional government says it has already spent $70 million on the refugees, but Kurdistan's share of this year's Iraqi national budget is unclear because the region has started independent oil exports via Turkey. Last August, Baghdad agreed to send Kurdistan $12 million for the refugees, but the money has not been received yet.
Maybe there is red tape that has delayed the implementation of the decision and sending this amount of money, but in reality it will arrive in the very near future.
Kurdistan is also sheltering thousands of refugees from Iraq's Anbar province, who fled attacks by al-Qaeda insurgents. Officials from Kurdistan's regional government are calling for major investments to sustain the region's Syrian refugees, but it's still unclear exactly where the money will come from. In the meantime, the regional government has promised to accommodate the refugees as best it can. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Dar al-Shikran.